Spiritual coach. The phenomenon of spiritual coaches has gained momentum in recent years. Unfortunately, this field is as hacked as it is commonly used. It is possible that you have already applied for spiritual coaching in the past and were disappointed with the results, or rather, that there were no results at all. You've probably asked yourself, why isn't it just working for me? When there are so many spiritual guides these days, as numerous as the number of approaches they work with, it is harder to find a trustworthy person. We must remember that a guide and spiritual advisor must be knowledgeable in the spiritual fields of depth and possess knowledge and various tools. Samuel Zohar Yanai has been giving spiritual coaching to people all over the country and the world for years and gives lectures in the field of Kabbalah. Throughout his life, Shmuel studied over 1,500 books in the field of mysticism and Kabbalah and provided services to all without differences of religion, race, nationality, and belief systems. What is spiritual coaching? We all know the famous saying from Hamlet, "To be or not to be, that is the question." The simple truth is, though, that this is not the question, but the answer. Without being, without our existing, our full potential will not be realized. Despite this insight, only a few of us will get the chance to fulfill our dreams. Each of us has a unique vocation and potential that contains all the tools required to fulfill this vocation. However, to reach a mastery of these tools, guidance is often required. Samuel Zohar Yanai, Kabbalah lecturer, spiritual healer, mentor, and spiritual coaching expert will help you identify the vocation inherent in the root of your being and bring it to fruition with a variety of unique tools. The knowledge he has acquired over the years allows him to identify the barriers that limit you along the way, change limiting thinking patterns, set goals and objectives, and embark on a new path towards empowerment and fulfillment. Spiritual coaching. What will you get from Samuel Zohar Yanai that you won't get anywhere else? Although it is a spiritual accompaniment, it is important to note that it is adapted personally to each person according to his beliefs and religion. The entire spiritual coaching process is carried out with close supervision and absolute discretion. First, we coordinate a Zoom meeting in which I will diagnose your unique needs and fit a set of tools that will allow you to realize your destiny. Later, I will begin to identify the barriers and thought patterns that prevent you from reaching your destination. After that, I will build the work plan and the time frame for the whole process. The length of the process and the number of sessions will be adjusted to your unique needs. The set of tools I will offer is designed to help you achieve your goals in contemporary reality. Spiritual coaching. The best time to start is today. If we follow the process, there is no reason why we won't see results. Now you could receive spiritual coaching and begin to release the blocks that limit you and realize your destiny. It's time to stop the negative trend that is blocking you. For more information, an answer to any question, and to schedule a consultation, you can contact us on the website, on WhatsApp, or by phone. Spiritual coaching. Throughout history, although the term is modern, the practice of spiritual coaching is quite ancient. Since the dawn of history, people have been helped by spiritual teachers to receive guidance. Such a practice is recorded for the first time in the Bible in the relationship between Eli the priest and Samuel the prophet. Eli takes the young boy Samuel and educates him through spiritual coaching for leadership and prophecy. Eli's coaching of Shmuel as a prophet was personal and was over gradually. He teaches him human relations, instills inside of him religious values, and gives him practical guidance through explanations and exercises on how to carry out his important work as a prophet, leader, and teacher who will follow him. The spiritual coaching that Eli HaKohen gave to Shmuel was an important milestone for Shmuel and his ability to lead and prophesy. This knowledge allowed him to provide answers and treatment to the tribes he guided and led as a leader and spiritual leader. The beginning of Buddhism. There is no doubt that the most famous spiritual coach in the world is the Buddha. When he began his wanderings, he was followed by groups of students whom he trained in spiritual coaching practices. This practice contributed to the spread of the Buddhist faith in India and all over Southeast Asia. Spiritual guidance in Christianity. The Christian Jesus gathered 12 disciples around him and, in a series of sermons, taught them about faith and life. His students underwent spiritual guidance and thus actually founded the Christian religion. Jesus' sermons were spiritual training. Spiritual coaching in Islam. In the Arabian desert, the Prophet Muhammad gathered around him a group of believers and students and began to teach them about the new religion he founded. He passed on to them knowledge, principles of faith, and methods of action. Unlike Jesus, Muhammad also trained his disciples and followers to know how to fight physically, so his training was physical as well. The development of the Muslim religion also led to the creation of two enemy currents, the Sunnis and the Shiites. But from these another, mystical, enigmatic, and unique current was born, which is of Sunni origin, but has a new, revolutionary approach for its time, which is known and studied to this day and is called the Sufi current. The founder of the Sufi movement is Jalal al-Din al-Rumi. A judge from the Persian region of Iraq founded a spiritual and mystical worldview together with his student the poet Shams al-Brodi. Rumi trained his students in various spiritual methods, centered on the concept of unity with the Creator and merging with Him through prayers, meditations, grueling physical training that mainly included mystical dances, and the introduction of high spiritual consciousnesses. Spiritual attitudes among Native Americans in North America, some of the sorcerers of the indigenous tribes, mainly in the northeastern United States, engaged in spiritual coaching. In group study and military training, the instructors instructed how to achieve spiritual power and victory in battle. Commonly used practices included summoning human spirits, animals, and natural forces. Christian orders and spiritual guidance. The Templar order in Europe consisted of warriors monks, who made a fortune in the Crusades and were considered the most wealthy order of monks in Europe during their time until most of them perished in a massacre under the command of the Pope and King of France Louis the Fair. The Templars had secret and mysterious customs, but a great deal of their activity included spiritual training of the students and members of the order in the form of prayers, meditation, and learning the mutual oaths. Later on, the Protestant Rebellion also created an instance of spiritual coaching. Martin Luther and Jan Hus, the forerunners of rebellion in Catholicism and the founders of the Protestant faith, they turned, like Jesus himself, to the masses. They gave spiritual guidance in the houses of prayer and instructed the audience on how to promote goodness in their lives. Coaching in modern times. John Brown, who worked against slavery in America in the middle of the 19th century, also worked with a method of spiritual coaching. He taught his followers, his disciples, and his successors how to apply and use the values they learned about the equality of man and the prevention of injustice and slavery, by teaching them the way of comparing why slavery is injustice and injustice and equality is the foundation of truth and faith. Coaching in the 20th century. In the 20th century, the trend began to intensify. The most prominent coach among them was George Gurdjieff, who taught his students and believers the Fourth Path Doctrine. This demanding method involved very high spiritual exercises of cultivating consciousness and awareness. As part of this, they engaged in dancing that sometimes lasted for hours and memorizing lessons dealing with extremely high levels of consciousness. Aleister Crowley also gathered students and believers around him and trained them in the highest practical methods based on suggestibility and hypnosis. Creole's method revolved around man's ability to obtain tremendous powers from the vastness of his spirit. In the late 60s, the West became acquainted with the Indian gurus who began to teach very large groups of people, mainly young people, how to better understand the world around them and how to conduct themselves in it in a balanced and peaceful manner as possible. Today, spiritual coaching is done almost all over the world, and in a variety of methods, most of which combine the old and earlier concepts, with the help of the complex technological reality of our day. Unique coaching with personal accompaniment. Want to go out into a life of freedom? Now you have an opportunity for a fascinating mind journey into the hidden world. Together, we will find the essence of your life and develop tools that will help you get the knowledge required to apply these tools in your life. For many years, Samuel Zohar Yanai has been helping with coaching and spiritual counseling to many in Israel and the world to free themselves from the blockages and realize their destiny. You can read more on the website about a variety of spiritual topics or contact us here, by phone or WhatsApp for more information and to schedule a consultation call now.